When asked what he wanted for his last meal on Earth, Texas death row inmate Lawrence Russell Brewer went big. He asked for 2 chicken fried steaks with gravy and sliced onions, a triple patty bacon cheeseburger, a cheese beef and veggie omelet, a bowl of fried okra, 1 pound of barbecued meat with a half loaf of white bread, 3 fajitas, a meat lover's pizza, 1 pint of Bluebell ice cream, a slab of peanut butter fudge, and 3 root beers. Then he chose not to eat it. Well, that over-the-top order incensed one Texas state senator, and his complaints led the state prison system to announce it would end its tradition of last meal requests on death row. So former Texas inmate and prison cook Brian Price stepped forward and offered to prepare and pay for all of the state's last meal requests himself. He says that even before the policy change, last meal requests rarely resembled the meal that was ultimately delivered.
Texas Department of Corrections has a policy that on the last meal request, it has to be prepared from items that is right there in the prison commissary. And if it's something like a lobster, all they would get is a piece of fish, frozen pollock. Now, I would do my best to make it more palatable and make it look like something from the free world. I'd wash the breading off, cut it diagonally, and dip it in a batter so it looked like something like from Long John Silver's. But like this man said, he wanted a meat lover's pizza. No, that didn't come in unless there happened to be a compassionate officer or chaplain or warden. Paid for out of their own pockets, the state was out absolutely nothing.
The Texas prison system, Mr. Price, has turned down your offer to make these last meals pay for them yourself. They say it's not a cost issue, that they're moving away from the practice. And the Texas state senator who's been leading this effort, John Whitmire, says that the inmates who are being executed didn't give any of this consideration to their victim. Their victims weren't given a last meal. What do you make of that argument?
Well, that's an age-old argument, Melissa, and I'll tell you a little story. My friend Manny Lopez was the porter that cleaned the death chamber after the executions. And Manny once told me, he said, Brian, he said, it didn't bother me to go in there and wipe the bloody gurney off. And he said, none of that bothers me. He said, well, when I go in that witness chamber and I have to wipe off the handprints, the smeared lipstick and makeup, the tears that had mixed with all that on that glass where that man's family had watched him being executed, he said, that's what bothers me. What if that was your son on that gurney and you're on the other side of that glass watching him be put to death like an animal? How would you feel then? Would you have gone out and got him a meat lover's pizza if you could? Of course you would have. So as a civilized society and a Christian nation, which I still claim, and a Christian state as the state of Texas, that why not let's show that softer, more compassionate side.
When you were cooking for inmates on death row for their last meal, what could you tell about them from their request?
Well, like one man, I can't think of his name now, who murdered a lady up in Waco. I believe he wanted butter beans for his last meal. So then you start trying to psychoanalyze him, and I believe those butter beans was something possibly that his mother had cooked when he was a child. Maybe when he would see and taste those butter beans and smell that smell, he would take him back to that time when he's sitting around that dinner table with his siblings and mom bringing them to him and the happier times, and trying to recall right before he leaves this planet maybe something fond and leave here with good memories, knowing where he's fixing to meet his maker here within the next hour and 45 minutes when he's eating that meal.
Brian Price, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Melissa. I appreciate it.
Brian Price cooked about 200 last meals for inmates on Texas's death row. He's the author of the book Meals to Die For. This is NPR.